I'm Rachel Otwell for NPR Illinois. Two young ladies are dressed in traditional green and gold Indian clothing. They're practicing for a performance to help celebrate the groundbreaking for what will be the new home of the Hindu Temple of Greater Springfield. I attended the event over the weekend to hear more about it.
Hi, my name is Rama Raghuraman, and I'm the chair of the Puja Committee.
Hi, my name is Durga Gorantla. I'm a Puja Committee member.
And so explain what's going on today outside. There's lots of food, obviously, and inside the temple, there looks like there's activity in here as well. So just explain for people what's happening today.
Today we did the Bhumi Puja ceremony, which is the groundbreaking ceremony for a new temple. So construction for the new temple will start soon. And we have a lot of cultural programs and food afterwards.
Can you explain maybe some of the cultural stuff that happened today?
Sure. We had the initial rituals where we invoke the blessings of our goddesses of our current temple. And once we receive the blessings, we go to the site, the new site, and we, before we dig the ground, we pray to Goddess Earth because we are hurting her by sticking the shovel in her stomach. So in order to receive forgiveness, we ask for forgiveness, and in return, we also ask that she protect us from the forces of nature, because we are digging and messing with Mother Nature when we do this, when we start digging the foundation and building the new temple. So the ritual was to ask for that initial forgiveness.
And maybe for those who aren't as familiar with the Hindu religion, if you could give an explainer. I know it's hard to explain religions in a brief amount of time, but just for those who don't know, what would you say to them about what it means to be Hindu?
I would say Hinduism is a very open religion. We have a lot of tolerance. There's no conversion to Hinduism. We're just open to anyone that wants to practice the religion. It is about dharma, and dharma is justice, just doing the right thing. So everybody can practice Hinduism by just being, you know, on the side of righteousness. So that would primarily be what would be a normal Hindu, part of the Hindu religion. But of course, those that are more ritualistic or more religious have different forms of worship, and they can take part in ritualistic worship, or, you know, there are several forms of doing it. And today, a good part of our ceremony in the morning was ritualistic.
Hinduism is a way of living and righteous living and good moral values, I'm sure, which all religions preach. And we have a lot of deities, and people think it's a polytheistic religion, but it's like we believe in one supreme power, which we call Brahman. And we invoke the energy of the Brahman into various deities. And that's why it appears as polytheistic. But in reality, it's a monotheistic religion.
And so we're out. This is a Chatham address, a little bit kind of in the country. Tell us about the plans going forward, how long it will take to complete the build, a little bit about the funding and resources.
Our vision is Vision 2020. We hope to have a Mahakumbhabhishekam in the year 2020, and that is actually completing the infrastructure of the new building and installing the main deities inside and begin our rituals in the new temple.
Just to be clear real quick, we're sitting in a small building here. Is this going to be demolished and then there will be a new build, or will it be added to?
No, this is going to continue to remain as it stands currently, and we will be using it for other ritualistic purposes or for classrooms for Hinduism or, our Hindu teachings and so on. So this will continue to remain. On your other question about funding, this is primarily funded by our community. There are many people that have left town that used to live here that are also continuing to help, and the funds pour in from different parts of our, in the region over here, St. Louis area, Bloomington, and so on. So we are very thankful for our community and our donors, and we are very appreciative of what they bring to the temple.
And can you talk a little bit about the area community? As far as I know, this will be the first Hindu temple in the greater Springfield area. And, you know, have you found there to be, obviously there's enough people who practice this religion to go forward with this build, but just can you talk to people a little bit about the community, the local community here?
We have about 400 Hindu families, and they all support the temple, and we're looking forward to the new temple.
And that's in the Springfield and Chatham area?
Yeah. Yeah, we also have the local areas like Decatur, outskirts of Springfield, Decatur, Jacksonville, Taylorville also come to our temple. And we have people from different parts of our country, from India, that have different forms of worship, but they all come here for that energy that they seek. And I think that's what makes this more divine.
And so has this place already been a bit of a foothold as far as people using it as a community space?
Absolutely. All our religious events are held here. We have, and in the Hindu religion, there's an event almost every week. So depending on what you worship or what is important or close to your heart, you make your way to the temple because that's your calling and you make your, you know, you have that connection with God over here. So different events bring in different regional members from our community, but then the whole thing comes together for certain big events that we have, like our Festival of Lights, which is Diwali, or the Festival of Holi, which is more like the coming of spring. So we have different events that bring extremely large numbers, like 500 to 600 people, but then we have smaller events that bring regional members into the building, into our temple.
Has the reception been good from the community, the greater area community who lives here?
Absolutely. We've had our neighbors over here in Chatham totally friendly, and they come here every Saturday for our lunch program that we have. We offer a very, very, we have a small donation type of a thing that we collect for the food that we serve, and it's vegetarian. We have our regular customers that call it the best vegetarian secret in Chatham. And then Springfield, of course, we have a lot of people that, you know, support the temple and come here for special events. I think this will, as the structure comes up, people will be fascinated by it, and I'm sure it's going to be drawing a lot of visitors.
And so we will link people to some of the blueprints online so they can see. Being radio, of course, it's hard to really grasp the magnitude of what's being planned. So if people want to see that, they can go to nprillinois.org, find out more information there. And again, I've been speaking with
Rama Raghuraman
and
Durga Gorantla.
Thanks so much for speaking with me.
Thank you, Rachel.
Thank you, Rachel.